and welcome. It's our number one, our lead coming from the NFL. Comments made by Vic Fangio, Uncle Vic, coach of your Broncos. He repeated a quote that he claimed was made by Urban Meyer, and that set off alarm bells around the NFL that Urban is in over his head in Jacksonville. We have a Maller Show investigation parsing the words attributed to Urban Meyer right now in our number one. On Urban Watch, welcome in the beginning of another edition of the Ben Maller Show. We are together in the air everywhere as we cast a long shadow coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the flight of imagination, the Fox Sports Radio studios at a secret location in the Northwoods. So our lead this hour comes from Jacksonville. I have the claim to fame of talking more about the Jaguars than anyone else that works at this company. I am obsessed. I admit it. And we have a philosophy on the show. Every day we start fresh. We wash our hands and we scrub-a-dub-dub and we start new. And we have the mantra of going where the interesting story of the day takes us. And yet again, here we are circling back down to Jacksonville and Urban Meyer is in the middle of the frying pan. Now, if you've not been watching the NFL, why are you listening to the show? But if you have missed it, Jacksonville has not only been a football team, they have been a smoldering pile of turds to start the year, non-competitive against the Texans and for the most part against the Broncos, outscored 60-34. That minus 26 point differential is the third worst, tied for the third worst in the NFL behind Atlanta, who's at the very bottom, and Miami, who actually won a game against the Patriots thanks to some generosity from New England and then came back and took a ride on the Vomit Comet last week against the Buffalo Bills. So where am I going with this? What's the latest on Urban Meyer, you ask? Well, I'm glad you asked. This involves Vic Fangio, who has entered the chat. Now, Vic Fangio is a coach in Denver. He's not the coach of Jacksonville. He just played Jacksonville. His team did. Did you hear what Uncle Vic had to say about Urban Meyer? Well, maybe not. I hope you missed it. If you missed it, you're gonna like it. If you heard it, you'll hear it again. So Vic Fangio relaying a conversation to the assembled media in the Mile High City there, and he talked about the conversation that he had with someone he didn't really know that well at all, Urban Meyer, as Warner Wolf would say. Let's go to the audio tape.
I don't know Urban Meyer at all, really. I met him the other day, shook his hand before the game and after the game, and his comment to me was, every week it's like playing Alabama in the NFL. That's it. Everybody's capable of beating everybody in this league.
Oh my God, he said it! He said it! Oh my God, holy crap, Urban Meyer said it. Oh!
Urban Meyer!
Urban Meyer!
Urban Meyer!
Urban Meyer! All right, so, just if you missed it, his comment to me, this is Vic Fangio, his comment to me was, every week is like playing Alabama in the NFL. And he said, that's it. Everybody's capable of beating everybody in this league. That was the quote. So let us discuss the question. As you might imagine, this has started a reactionary situation where people freaking out. I can't believe he said it. So the question, is this Urban Meyer comment to Vic Fangio a sign that he is in over his head with the Jaguars? So I am shaking my head. No. Angrily no. My thoughts on this. You've got Bullwinkle, Weaponized, and I Love Lucy. And we'll tie all of these things together. Now, listen, I have no problem with the comment that has been attributed to Urban Meyer from Vic Fangio. The way I look at this, it's very simple. This is some pregame bullcrap. They're out schmoozing small talk. All right, coach with coach, the fraternal order of football coaches. And it didn't sound to me, everyone interprets things differently, it didn't sound to me like that was Urban throwing out disdain for coaching in the NFL. It sounded to me like Urban Meyer was showing respect to a fellow coach, right? Giving a compliment, a Bullwinkle badge, if you will, buttering biscuits to the fellow coach. Urban is the new kid on the block. He's the newbie. Newbie in the NFL world. And so he was just being polite, showing, as we said, the R word, respect, to a grizzled, wise, old coach, Vic Fangio, who has been coaching in the league since Ronald Reagan was the president. Vic Fangio bounced around football, got a job with, I believe it was the Jim Mora Saints, if I'm not mistaken, in the mid-80s, and started as an assistant in New Orleans there and has been in the NFL for the most part ever since. So no harm, no foul. Every team is like Alabama, is the quote attributed to Urban Meyer, and that was, again, praising the NFL, the quality of the NFL, and at the same time taking a shot, a backhanded shot at his own team in Jacksonville, who at this point is the same quality of Bishop Sycamore High School, right there. Now, part B of this, the thing about this story that caught my attention, and my sonar started going beep, 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 just like that. The thing that caught my attention was that this is a rather benign comment. Some would even go as far as to say a throwaway line that has been weaponized, right? Weaponized disinformation. Urban Meyer is under siege. He's under siege. Now, I'm not going to call him a victim. I don't believe he's a victim. He makes a lot of money, but he is a target, and Meyer has recruited some very unsavory characters in his college career, and the book on Urban Meyer is pretty simple. He would have signed Dr. Strangelove if Dr. Strangelove ran fast enough in the 40-yard dash. Many are openly cheering for Urban Meyer to fail and to cry uncle. That's what they want. Run back to your little happy place in the college game. But in the NFL world, he is the interloper. We continue to say this over and over again. Will anyone listen? So everything that can be used will be used to undermine Urban's credibility. It is all fair game, all of it. What they want here is a crash and burn situation. And Urban, is he going to give it to him? I'm still in the camp that's not the case. But Urban did his due diligence. He sat out for a period of time from Ohio State. He was offered numerous college football jobs. He was doing television at Fox. He knew that he was headed to the wrong side of the tracks, to a rundown outhouse of a franchise. So I'm not buying that he underestimated the job. He met with a bunch of NFL coaches. He was around that world as much as you can be as an outsider. And if the Jags job was good, this is the argument here. If the Jags job was a good job, it would not have been open. The reason the job was available, because the team blew. They were the worst team in football last year. They had the number one pick, and it's just a revolving door. But it's like, as the old movie line goes, fasten your seatbelts. It is going to be a bumpy ride. And it's been a bumpy ride. But I expected Urban to have a team that would be competitive by the end of the year, a team that would flirt with wild card contention. Clearly, it looks like that is not going to happen, but it's, you know, Jacksonville was not built in a day. Urban, you got to do this brick by brick, inch by inch. The key thing here, and this is, if you're looking for an indicator of whether or not there is any kind of longevity, stick-to-itness, gumption for Urban Meyer in Jacksonville, there has to be progress. There has to be. If there is not progress, then all bets are off. And so far, there hasn't been. But the Jags have to take baby steps. They have to actually be competitive. Maybe occasionally get the ball in the red zone. They didn't even have a play run in the red zone the last game against that Broncos defense. All right, last word here. So, where are we at right now? here's where we are. We've got Trevor Lawrence and Urban Meyer who are living in an old classic episode of the I Love Lucy franchise, the chocolates scene. Now, one of the great scenes in entertainment. It's old. It's on YouTube if you don't know what I'm talking about. It's old TV show, I Love Lucy. And that's the metaphor. To me, that's the perfect metaphor that Trevor Lawrence and Urban Meyer are in a scene from the old TV show, I Love Lucy. They have switched roles. They're no longer in college football. They have been given the job of wrapping chocolates, delicious chocolates, except too many chocolates are coming out of the conveyor belt. They can't keep up, and hilarity has ensued. Except the only ones chuckling are the rest of the NFL acting like Nelson from The Simpsons, using that mocking laugh, pointing the finger and going, ha ha, just like that. At some moment, things are going to slow down.
Ha ha!
That was the sound of the NFL. But at some moment, things are going to slow down. Trevor Lawrence is going to figure things out. Now, he might not be great, but he can't be this bad. And Urban Meyer will get a grip on the gig. I don't think he took stupid pills overnight. But this is an inferior roster playing second-rate football. They're playing at their talent level. And I expect more from Urban Meyer. I do. You got to coach better. You got to scheme better. Coach these guys up. Whatever it takes, dumb down the playbook. Do something. There are things that can be done. If you're trying and working through it, it's trial and error. Whatever they're trying right now is an error, so try something else. But I want to circle back to Vic Fangio spilling the beans. Okay, so that inspired this Mallow monologue, and we thank Uncle Vic for that. The Broncos are playing well. We do not believe that Fangio said that to bury Urban Meyer. I don't buy it. Some are saying that. I don't buy it. That's not how I interpreted the quote. He quoted Urban Meyer to prop up his team, right? That was an intentional quote that Fangio used to say, hey, we're 2-0, and people are ripping the Broncos because they played the host of schedule, right? They played a bunch of nobodies. They played the Giants and Jacksonville. Those are bad teams, and Denver's been on easy street. And so Vic Fangio, in his head, the light bulb went off, and he's like, hey, let me just point out, as Urban Meyer said, everybody's capable of beating everybody in this league. See, our record's impressive. So give the Broncos a break, and they got another tomato can lined up this weekend. It's Tomato Can Isle, the Denver Broncos playing the Jets suck this weekend. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to be part, we'll take your phone calls here. You can join the festivities at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. First and foremost, have something to say. If you don't need to call. We're good on that. We have plenty of content to get through the overnight. If you want to say something on social media, we might read it on the air. We do use Twitter quite a bit. If you want to get your mojo back on that, you can send us a message there. And we might read it on the air. It's Ben Maller. Just Ben Maller on Twitter. It's my name. And we'll get real-time feedback throughout the show. If you're with us for the full journey in the overnight later on, hour two, we've got the third degree. Hour three, ask Ben your questions, our answers. We'll have Puck the World with Eddie, Fact or Fiction, and some other surprises that will pop up, like Abracadabra, just like that. It's like a cheesy magic show. It's going to be amazing, unless it's not. All right, straight ahead, put up the for sale sign. Put up the for sale sign. We will get to that and welcome in Mr. Softy as well. We'll do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We believe in the power of the people, and the Maller Militia get the most out of the Ben Maller Show listening experience by adding your touch. Take a few seconds to follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason. If you stick around for the final hour of the show, which you obviously should, you'll hear my Puck the World report about the world of hockey, which is actually starting up not that long from now. And now, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
So we began the night ranting and raving about Urban Meyer and the Maller militia complaining, as they often do. A number of people whining that there are some technical issues. Rob in Vegas says gremlins for everyone. He's saying there were a few hiccups in the iHeart radio app. So this is a developing story, Eddie. And we have no control over the iHeart radio app. I have been to the headquarters where they have all the gadgets and gizmos and doohickeys and all those things.
No, really, where is that at?
In Manhattan. But it sounds more impressive than this. It's just a massive, massive room with a bunch of computers lined up one after another, but that's the hub. And apparently something got stuck in there. And Roberto, can you confirm or deny these reports, Roberto, that the whatchamacallit thing is the thingamajig thing's not working?
On my end, I'm fine here. We're fine here.
Yeah, we're fine.
Yeah.
So, and really what we're doing here is trying to pump up the podcast numbers.
Boom.
You missed that monologue. If you did miss it, if you're one of the streaming listeners, then you can go back and download the podcast and hear all of its
glory. Yeah, if something's wrong on our end, we get a call from the Knox saying, hey, you guys are not on the air.
Yeah, no call from the Knox.
And what does the Knox stand for, Roberto?
Is it Network Operational Control?
Sounds impressive, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. It's a bunch of guys drinking coffee trying to stay awake.
Yeah. This hour.
Yeah, pretty much. And anyway, so what you should do is do a reversal and call them up and say, hey, we have an issue. And then see what happens. See if their mind explodes. You call them up and say, hey, we have an issue. Keith in NorCal writes in and says, Urban Meyer's favorite holiday is coming up as the Aaron Hernandez skeleton is about to come out of the closet. He is garbage, he points out. Jeff writes in, he must be listening on terrestrial radio. He says, A+ on the monologue, Ben. Once again, you have set an example of how to wax poetic about a topic you even made Urban Meyer entertaining. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. NWO for Life writes in, says Nick Fangio is plotting to bury Urban Meyer quicker than Bobby Lashay squashed Goldberg at SummerSlam, according to that particular person. And who else do we have? Page down. JD in KC says, I'm going to give you a B on the Maller monologue. I don't think anybody cares about the Jacksonville Jags, maybe just the people who live in Jacksonville. No, see, JD, that's a bad job by you, and I'm going to set you straight right now. The reason this story has legs, and it's one of my little hobbies here, talking about Urban Meyer, is because Urban Meyer is a national figure. I agree. Jacksonville, regional team, not a national team. Trevor Lawrence, though, is well-known. And so you've got Trevor Lawrence, well-known, number one pick, all the cachet that comes with that. Urban Meyer, people either hoping that Urban Meyer fails miserably, or on the other side, there are some that like Urban Meyer that think that they want to see him do well here. So it's a good story. It has legs. I'm telling you, the story's got some legs. All right, we'll take some calls here. It is the Ben Maller Show on Fox. 877-99 on Fox is the number if you would like to be part. 877-996-6369. Before we get to the phones, though, the for sale sign is up behind the paywall. Who could have predicted that this was going to happen? I don't know. Everybody? The number one pay-to-play sports website is looking for someone to buy their website. The website known as The Athletic, which has many of the most well-known sports writers in journalism today, they have had that paywall for many, many years. They had a lot of venture capital when they started, and now we're at the point in the story where they're like, okay, we're looking to get someone else to buy this. We want someone else to come in. And so from what I was reading here, at least the third time this year, The Athletic is trying to find someone to buy them. So I think Eddie Garcia should buy The Athletic. Eddie, would you like to purchase The Athletic, Eddie? You want to buy
how
that?
Much do they how much do they want?
All right. What do you think? This is a good question. What do you think the Athletic is worth? What do you think? If you were to put a price tag on it, now I don't know how many people actually pay for the Athletic. I'm sure there's a fair amount.
I know we have a subscription here at the network.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And there's 8 million people using it. But we do have a subscription. We have that. And I have some people I know, I don't know if they're friends, but people I've worked with that work at the Athletic, and they like to brag that they have the more educated, college-educated, knowledgeable, very powerful people in business, a higher clientelity than we have. We enjoy on this show the lowest common denominator, but they like the doctors, the lawyers, those type of people. But what do you think? Just a ballpark figure. I don't know how many people subscribe to it. I have no idea. I don't think they give that information out.
Well, I will say this. I think they do a good job over there, and they do have an impressive list of reporters. Yeah. But I'm not paying for that. I can find the information.
Yeah.
They're about
similar.
Yes,
similar.
Exactly,
yeah.
For free.
Yeah. Yeah.
But to try and bid on it, I don't know. I'll go a nice round number and say $1 million.
$1 million, Eddie.
Yeah. I mean, now, XFL, the name of the XFL was like $1 million or something.
When they started the Athletic, they started at, I think they had $100+ million when they launched, invested in the Athletic to get Ken Rosenthal and those guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the XFL.
Yeah. So you're going to go $1 million.
Yeah.
Anyone want in on this, Roberto?
Let's say $1.
$1, all right. $1, Kubaloo. What do you think? What do you think? They're trying to get for the Athletic.
$10 million.
Wait a minute. You gave me crap because I said $1 million and Roberto says $1 and you just move on?
That's Price is Right. That's fine. That's right. Showcase Showdown.
That's right.
No, the correct answer, you're all way off. How about the asking price, over $750 million.
Come on. Wow, get out of here.
Get the hell
really?
Out of
right?
Here.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
So here's the question. What happens when they don't find a buyer? Because they're not going to find a buyer. So does the Athletic go away? Remember, we're yes. old, Eddie. Remember that
the National.
Daily? Yes, the National.
That was awesome, loved. Too. That was awesome. But
yeah, it was just great. There wasn't a market for it.
No, unfortunately.
Couldn't get people to buy it, a national daily newspaper, the National.
Just about sports.
Yeah. Yeah, and hired all the great sports writers of
Frank
the day.
Frank DeFord was the guy behind it, the famous yeah. sports writer.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of hype. Everyone talked about how great it was, and it was good. I bought it. The problem with the Nationals, I remember when I was younger, is you had to, like, it wasn't available that many places, so it was like a scramble to try to find it.
And that was before the internet. I mean, there's no yeah. use for that at all now.
No. Well, I think I have about $17 and some change in my wallet right now. How much do you have in your wallet, Eddie? What do you think?
I actually got paid for some tickets I bought recently. Oh, so I rarely have cash, but I think I've got $40 in my wallet
wow.
right now. I'm willing to put in for it.
You're a baller. I'll put all $17 of my money. Eddie will put your $40 in. I'm sure Roberto and Coop will kick in.
I got $5.
All right, we'll add that on. Boom, done. Coop, you got any cash you want to add on? We're going to buy the Athletic. We're going to bid to buy the Athletic.
I also have $5.
All right, so we got 10, and I got 17. That's 27, 40, 67, $67 and some change. Done. All right, there you go.
So I will be like the majority shareholder because I kicked in more money?
Yeah, I might have to go get another.
You guys are minority owners. I'm the majority.
Yeah.
It is the
racist.
No, we have to be like the NBA. What do they call them?
Right,
they don't call them owners anymore. No, they don't call them owners. What do they call it?
Governors.
Governors, yes, the governor. So stupid. Oh, my God, so lame. Do they realize how lame they are?
Yeah, the wokesters of the NBA? They probably don't.
No. Oh, my
God. Are you saying, Coop?
It is the number 764th ranked website in the United States.
Is that good or bad? I don't.
I want to say that's pretty good, okay. But I mean, it's not like.
Well, considering it's a pay
that's
website.
It's obviously good. All websites, not like sports websites.
What's number 763? Is that what's ahead of them? What's one ahead of them?
Do we know I don't know. I was.
Oh, you don't have the list.
It's not. Yeah, it's not a comprehensive list. It was just their ranking.
Yeah.
I mean, for comparison purposes, ESPN is number 20.
Number 20. Yeah. A Yahoo. When I worked at Yahoo, they were like right in the top five. And that was because people would be...
Just Yahoo in general?
Yes, the front page of Yahoo.
Yeah.
Was... I don't think it's still as powerful because not a lot of people use the Yahoo.
No, their fantasy app.
They are
good,
they are number 4 in the United States.
Oh, they're still in the top 5.
Number 12 in the world.
So when I was doing my website, and every once in a while, Yahoo on the front page would pick up one of the stories that I aggregated, and it would blow up. It would be humongous. It was insane the amount of people that would click on that. And, yeah. Anyway, all right. Well, that ends the hot internet talk.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Now, I may be wrong about this, but there may be a Maller monologue about the Minnesota Timberwolves. Is that correct?
Yes, Eddie. Oh, my God. That I'm reaching the bottom of it. I'm so glad we're not on the iHeart app tonight because they might actually hear it if they were on there, but now...
Well, then this will serve as a tease to the Maller monologue. Timberwolves, apparently, according to folks that know a lot more about the NBA than I do, shocking the basketball world by firing their president of basketball operations, Gersan Rosas, after just 2+ seasons. Apparently, this was a shock to most. He was apparently still conducting meetings and didn't see this coming. But we'll find more about this intriguing story involving the Timber Puppies coming up in a Maller monologue. We cannot wait for that.
Now, I wasn't going to do the monologue, Eddie, until I found out.
Oh, there's some juicy
scandal. Yes. The initial reports did not mention scandal. It wasn't until later that we were given the gift of scandal. And
anytime somebody gets fired or quits unexpectedly, remember we had that thing with the Raiders where they were executives were just suddenly losing their jobs right and left. We're like, what's going on here? Isn't that kind of, you're like, something smells funny here.
Yeah. These are great jobs. You don't leave these jobs unless you are forced to leave these jobs. You don't. And when they fire someone a week before the training camp opens in the NBA and they're firing their director of basketball ops, you know something's up. And something is up. We'll have the juicy details. We will go yellow journalism, tabloid journalism coming up later on in the show. So it's the Ben Maller Show on Fox. Mr. Softy, we have a follow-up to the Tom Brady comments recently. Tom Brady continuing to rant and rave about everything now. His shackles have come off for Tom, and now that he is no longer in New England, and it took about a year, but now it's open season. Well, speaking on a weekly podcast with Jim Gray. Jim Gray and Tom Brady, what an amazing friendship. What a bond. A bizarre bond. I'll give Jim credit. He's known who to suck up to in the world of sports over the years. Good for him. Anyway, speaking on that podcast, Tom Brady said the NFL in 2021 is, quote, a little softer than it used to be. Why? Because of the penalties being called on defenses. And so another outspoken comment by Tom Brady, who can't stand the jersey rule, does not like the penalizing of taunting, not a fan of that. And so he's talking. If he was playing for the Patriots still, we wouldn't hear any of this stuff. He said, I don't want to worry about other people's business. I just want to win games. I'm just, all that nonsense going through all of it. All right, to the phones we go. And let's say hello, eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Hollywood Jedi is next. Hello, Hollywood Jedi.
What's up, Big Ben? How you been?
If I was any better, I'd be a bear, but not a Chicago bear because they've got issues.
I know, and I'm a Bears fan. But my question is about Urban Meyer.
No, really? I wonder if I remember that, Hollywood Jedi, that you're a Bears fan. I wonder if I remember that. Things that make you go,
Thanks. I appreciate that. But how, if he sticks it out and doesn't go to USC, how long before he gets some sort of respect? Because, you know, Pete Carroll, nobody knows him as a college coach much anymore. How long, how many years does it take?
Well, it just takes being putting a team together as a playoff team. If Urban Meyer, you know, that's not, doesn't look like it's going to happen this year, but putting a team out that is a contender, that's a good team, that's a representative team. I mean, heck, that guy Matt Rhule in Carolina, Panthers play tonight in Houston, and he was a college coach, and he's doing all right. You know, he hasn't gotten to the playoffs yet, but they're at least a competitive team, and he was coaching at Baylor and Temple before he got an NFL job.
I feel like the NFL is massive overreaction. It's like, oh, Tom, you know, the Cowboys are going to win the Super Bowl because they won one game, and Urban Meyer is a bust. It's like, it's been two games. Calm down.
No, no, no calm down. I love it. That's why it's so popular. Everyone overreacts to everything. It's great. I hope it never ends that way. You know when people don't react? Baseball. I love baseball. And baseball, they don't react to anything. It's a long season, nothing to worry about here and all that nonsense. Well, I love it. NFL, every week, people are losing their lunch because of what happened.
Well, how, one of the people in your station, go nameless, put the Buccaneers at fourth. I don't know if he's not been watching. One of the people on
one
your
One of the people.
Station.
There's a lot of people that work here. Name them. Name them right now.
RB, Mr. Parker.
Never heard of him.
Sounds like Rob RB. Parker. RP, yes, Rob Parker. Well, Rob Parker likes to spice it up. Rob is out there, and he is a great opinionator, Rob Parker. I got to go. I got to go. Thank you. What do you want to do? That's Rob. Call him up and complain to him about that. But remember, the key to making a list, and I learned this early on, you have to throw some crazy things in a list. People love, this is another thing about human nature. When people see a list and they don't agree with something in the list, they complain. And you're just trying to get a reaction. And so when you put a list together, a power ranking, I saw Troy Aikman, for example, came out with his power ranking. I guess he does a power ranking thing somewhere. And he had the Denver Broncos as the top team in the NFL.
Woo! Sound the alarm! Always love that guy.
Yeah, he coops all excited. And a lot of people said, well, wait a minute. And they played the Giants and they played Jacksonville. How could they be the best team in the NFL? The Raiders played the Steelers and the Ravens. What's up with that? And then so that gets a reaction, and then people talk about it, and it's good. It's good for the list. Like, Roberto's all upset, right? You're annoyed, Roberto.
I met him. Great dude.
Yeah. Aikman?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
We had him on the Blitz when I used to do that show with Looney back in the day. We had him on there.
Who?
He did it, but I don't think he liked doing it. You know, he was like, he had to do it. It was in his contract.
I could see that.
Yeah. Joe Buck enjoyed it, though. Joe seemed to enjoy it. He was playing grab ass.
Troy doesn't seem to have much of a sense of humor, does he?
I don't know. I don't know, man.
Oh, don't be afraid, Ben. Don't be afraid.
I he has taken umbrage on some things that I would not take umbrage at, but, you know, yeah. You might want to have a drink.
He might have a stick up a certain area.
No, that's Eddie Garcia. If management's listening, that's Edmund Dallas Steamboat Willie.
Hey, my middle name is Dallas, so I can say those things.
Yes, you are allowed to say that, Eddie. The great Zamboni. You are resurfacing the ice is what you're doing. Yes. Remember we had Jar Jar was one of your nicknames. Remember that? Mad. Anyway. All right. It is the Ben Maller Show as we press on. We'll get back to the festivities. We'll have the MLB pick'em. Here is the Who Am I game. Here we go. 36% of my passes so far this season have been deemed uncatchable. That is the highest rate of any quarterback through the first 2 weeks of the NFL season. Again, almost 40%, 36% of my passes have been deemed uncatchable. Highest rate in the NFL through the first 2 weeks. Who am I? The answer next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Nothing good happens after midnight unless you listen to The Ben Maller Show. Join the fastest growing club on Fox Sports Radio. You can follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And on Instagram, it's at Ben Maller on Fox. And you can add your touch to weekly show bits like Ask Ben, coming up in hour number three of this show, and Lame Jokes, coming up tomorrow. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And here's the Who Am I game. 36% of my passes have been deemed uncatchable. That is the highest or worst rate, depending on how you want to phrase it, in the NFL through the first 2 weeks of the season. The most inaccurate quarterback in all the land. Who am I? Mr. Nice Guy's going with Clay Thompson as his answer. Freddy Krueger from Milkman Mike. David in Seattle, who knows where all the good restaurants are, says George Jefferson and Wheezy. The way to go. The British Bulldog from Chris in Des Moines. Big Ben Roethlisberger tossed out by Eek. Dante got this right, clearly cheating. The Hardy Boys from Alf. The Alien Opiner. Rob in Vegas going with the American Dragon. Brian Danielson. Chris Chandler tossed out by Oscar. Skip DeZip, the Roastmaster General of years past in Ohio, says Sam Darnold is the way to go. Minnesota man Kevin checks in with Patriot quarterback Mac Jones. Midnight Walker says, why would you even ponder passing? Viking stiff Christian Ponder as the answer. Tortilla man Tony says Big Daddy Cool Diesel is the way to go. Steve Dills, Viking legend and Ram legend, guessed by Arik in the Twin Cities. Who else? Late Night Drug Tester says, obviously, the answer is Deshaun Watson on the massage table. Dumbo the Elephant, guessed by Militia Twitter King. Pull My Finger, going with Dinger. James the Machinist in the Twin Cities says Brock Osweiler. Daniel Bryan, guessed by Just Josh, one of the Cincinnati bros. Who else do we have? Paige down here. Jason in Denver. And Matt, the Warrior Raider A's fan, got it right. A bad job by you. Eddie, do you have an answer, Eddie?
Yes, it's former Dallas Cowboys legend Quincy Carter.
He is a legend, Quincy Carter. On and off the field, that is incorrect. The correct answer, the number one pick in the NFL draft this past year, Trevor Lawrence. 36% of his passes have been deemed uncatchable. Uncatchable in every way. All right, here we go. Time now for the MLB Pick 'em. And Roberto, you have the first pick, Roberto.
Go with the NL Cy Young winner for this year, Max Scherzer, baby.
Pitching in Colorado. I don't know about that one. Adam Wainwright. Adam Wainwright. Kubalu.
I will go with...
Hurry up.
Max Muncy.
Okay.
Is he still good?
Question mark? No. Eddie.
He's struggling.
Let's go with former Tampa Bay Devil Ray Wilson Alvarez as my pitcher.
All right.
And Quentin McCracken.
A couple Rays. Good. Cool.
Juan Soto.
I'll take Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Roberto.
Let's go with Nolan Arenado.
One more.
And Luis Robert.
Bryce Harper.
Logan Webb.
I didn't get my last pick.
Try again tomorrow, Eddie.